Panza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has clarified that he is not the individual being sought by police in connection with a case of obtaining money by false pretenses involving 29,737 as earlier reported in the media. This follows a statement issued yesterday by police spokesperson Ray Hamonga, indicating that Chilenge Police Station is investigating a case in which Mr. Peter Sinkamba allegedly obtained $29,737 from Abel Musonda under false pretenses. Mr. Sinkamba has, however, distanced himself from the allegations, stating that the person under investigation is not him. He has explained that the report has caused unnecessary concern among his family, business associates and partners. Mr. Sinkamba has further expressed disappointment that the police did not issue a clarification, which he believes has led to public speculation and confusion.
This story has created a lot of distress amongst my family members, a lot of friends, and I've received calls from at home and abroad wanting to make a clarification. The story has nothing to do with me as Peter Sinkamba, the president of the Green Party. This is someone who appears to have similar names like myself. This has nothing to do with me. In future, I think the police should make clarifications when if they're investigating an issue which concerns someone who has similar names like a politician. They need to make that clarification quickly so that people do not create impressions about certain political leaders.
A coalition of prominent media organizations has strongly opposed the Zambia Institute of Journalism bill, which they say threatens press freedom and undermines existing self-regulation efforts within the media industry. In a joint statement, the undersigned organizations have expressed surprise and dismay over what they described as a secretive process to introduce statutory media regulation without a consultation from key stakeholders. The coalition, which includes the Media Owners Association of Zambia, the Media Institute of Southern Africa, Catholic Media Services, BBC, Media Action, Panos Institute Southern Africa, Press Free Press Initiative, and the Media Salvation Council of Zambia, has warned that the bill would reserve progress made in establishing a credible and effective self-regulatory framework. The organizations say this marks the second attempt by authorities to introduce statutory regulation following the failed Zambia Media Council bill 2 years ago, which was shelved amid widespread protests from media practitioners. They have further reminded government of public commitments made by President Hakainde Hichilema and Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Muetwa, who have both previously assured the media community that statutory regulation would not be pursued under their leadership. The organizations have called on governments to immediately abandon the proposed Zambia Institute of Journalism bill and instead support and strengthen the existing media self-regulation framework already in place. Gombe Town Council says it is poised to invest in fish cages as part of its strategic initiatives to enhance revenue generation in the district. According to newly appointed Council Secretary Biggy Hawacha, this move aims to harness the district's abundant water resources to improve food security and stimulate economic growth. Speaking during a recent familiarization tour of the district, Mr. Hawacha has emphasized the Council's commitment to leveraging every available opportunity to expand the resource envelope. He has expressed enthusiasm about the district's natural resources, including water and land, which can be utilized to produce food for both local consumption and national markets. The council secretary is also optimistic that ongoing mineral exploration, including coal, lithium and fluoride, will boost the local economy. And Gwembe Town Council Director of Finance, Colin Zukalonde, believes that the fish cage initiative will alleviate the district's revenue generation challenges once implemented. Zesco Limited has reported 5 cases of vandalism and theft of electrical infrastructure across the Copperbelt province within the last 24 hours, resulting in power disruptions and financial losses amounting to nearly 19,000 kwacha. According to a statement issued by the Zesco Corporate Affairs Department, one suspect has been arrested while investigations into the remaining incidents are ongoing. The utility company has noted that although several theft attempts were thwarted, saving infrastructure worth over 400,000 kwacha, the continued trend of vandalism remains a serious concern with far-reaching consequences for communities and the national economy. It says in one of the most significant incidents, Zesco reported that in Dola, suspects abandoned a 315 kVA transformer valued at over 400,000 kwacha before it could be stolen. The utility company has also reported that in separate incidents in Chifuvu and Kawama compounds, 5 power cables were stolen, resulting in total losses of over 14,000 kwacha. Zesco has commended members of the public who have come forward with information, emphasizing that community involvement has been instrumental in aiding recent recoveries.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research says the recent upgrade of Zambia's economic outlook by Moody's Investors Service from stable to positive is a clear reflection of the progress made in revamping the country's economy. Global credit rating agency Moody's Investors Service recently revised Zambia's economic outlook from stable to positive, signifying growing confidence in the country's fiscal and economic recovery. ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zalich Kova has noted that the economy is on the right trajectory, citing a 4% growth in 2024 despite the adverse impact of drought, which significantly slowed down economic activity. Mr. Chikova has added that debt restructuring has played a crucial role in stabilizing the economy and boosting investor confidence, leading to a continued inflow of investments. He has emphasized that the improved credit rating is likely to further enhance investor confidence and attract more investments into the country.
The restructuring of the debt has contributed to what we are seeing now. Because when you restructure the debt and push the maturities forward and you reduce the interest rates that are payable, it means that the economy has a better chance at meeting its obligations without difficulty. The rating that we have now is a reflection of the events that have happened, the investments that we have made in the economy to grow it, like for instance 2024, grew the economy at 4%. So what you're seeing here is a reflection of all that and the investor confidence now that is coming into the economy, because you will not be positively rated if the investor confidence is still down.
The top international news.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of creating an impression of a ceasefire while still taking military actions in some places in Ukraine. In the first 6 hours of the Easter truce, as ordered by Russian President Vladimir Putin, Zelensky said there had been 387 shellings and 19 assaults by Russian forces and drones used 290 times. There are no reports of casualties. Putin ordered his forces to stop all military activity in Ukraine from 18 hours Moscow time on Saturday until midnight on Sunday. The BBC has more.
President Zelensky says there have been nearly 60 cases of Russian shelling and 5 assault actions this morning, despite Vladimir Putin declaring a brief ceasefire for Easter. He insisted Moscow was only trying to create the impression of a ceasefire. South Korea's Air Force says it's grounded most of its aircraft after fighter planes accidentally dropped gun pods and fuel tanks during training earlier this week. The president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, has called on his Salvadorian counterpart to hand over Colombian nationals deported from the U.S. and imprisoned there. Mr. Petros said the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling against deportations backed up his view that migrants should not be criminalized. Three senior aides to the U.S. Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, all of whom were fired on Friday, have issued a strongly worded statement condemning their treatment. The three men wrote that unnamed Pentagon officials had slandered them. The Defense Department said the men had been dismissed over the unauthorized disclosure of sensitive information.